The Republic Broadcasting Network.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. And let's see what we've got here. We're talking about the water pollution in northern Minnesota. And by the way, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. There is a major lawsuit that is underway here in the United States, and it's over the issue of water fluoridation, artificial water fluoridation. There's actually a tiny bit of natural fluoride in most well water, but we're talking about the intense artificial addition of fluoride, supposedly on the claim that it would prevent tooth decay, which over the years it's been found it didn't actually do that. In fact, in many cases, it actually turned people's teeth brown. But fluoride is a known neurotoxin, and the Fluoride Action Network, along with a coalition of other groups, has filed a complaint in the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of California against the Environmental Protection Agency in response to their denial of a petition under Section 21 of the Toxic Substances Control Act seeking a ban on water fluoridation. And we see this all the time. The agencies of government that are supposed to be taking care of us are actually on the sides of the corporations. The Gulf oil disaster was caused in part by the Minerals Management Service just looking the other way for 4 years, while the manual blowout preventer was way overdue for mandated maintenance. Or how the Securities Exchange Commission looked the other way when Bernie Madoff was running his Ponzi scheme. These government agencies are not doing the work of the American people. They're fully in bed with the corporations. And that right there is the classic definition of fascism. Governmental and corporate power aligned together against the general population. All right, we have a caller on the line here, Terry in California. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, just an example of disarming the population was demonstrated last week in Cambodia. Hun Sen was a communist leader, and he was put in by the UN as president of the whole country 25 years ago. And he thinks he owns the whole country and everybody in it. And he can sell off assets of the country and put it in his own bank account. Recently, just last week, he sold square miles. Actually, he sold a lease on square miles of land out by the Vietnamese border to Vietnam, and they want to get all the indigenous people off that land that was theirs. They've been living there for generations, and these people came out and protested, and Hun Sen sent 150 soldiers out there and confronted them and opened fire on the crowd that was protesting, and when they turned around and run away, they shot him in the back. And that's just typical. You know, recently also, a few months ago, attacked a radio host that was critical of the government. And people are getting wise over there. A million people showed up for his funeral. So that's what happens when nobody's got a gun to fight back.
Yes. Same thing happened under Pol Pot. With all the atrocities that he committed, and the Cambodian people couldn't fight back because they'd been disarmed. In fact, every single genocide of the 20th century was preceded by a gun ban on the targeted population. And here in the United States right now, it appears that the targeted population is straight white males.
Yeah, and what happened was on that deal with Pol Pot, I think that people were disarmed before that. Because Prince Sihanouk, you know, they're paranoid about losing their power. So they just go in and disarm everybody, and then they can't have a revolution. And then Pol Pot took over, and, you know, that's what they were already disarmed. So they couldn't stop him either, of course, you know. So anyway, it's something for people to think about. You know, that could happen easily you know, when you got no sense of retaliation, you know, there's no method of retaliating.
Well, that was the reason the founding fathers gave us the Second Amendment, recognizing our right to have arms. It wasn't about hunting. It wasn't about defending your home. Those were a given back when the Constitution was being written. What they're talking about here is, you know, holding abusive government in check. I mean, the whole revolution began with Britain's attempt to seize the stockpiled military weapons of the colonists. It's what led to the battles of Lexington and Concord.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, there's a lot of paranoid leaders out there, and, you know, most of the country's already passed that gun ban, and we might be one of the last ones. You know, we got to hang on to it because, you know, so many examples out there like the ones you cited. You know, and something else, one way to tell if these school shootings are false flag or not, just look at the what happens afterwards. Like you mentioned, all 22 cameras were confiscated by the sheriff, and he's the one that was promoting gun control. And, you know, when there's a cover-up afterwards, that's, you know, a red flag that, you know, the whole thing was staged in the beginning.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, Mike, thank you.
All right, thanks an awful lot. I mean, these days the safe assumption when you see anything a politician is saying or anything on the corporate media, the safe assumption is we're being lied to again, and then figure out what the lie is designed to generate. What result are they trying to get from it? Obviously, in the case of the staged false flag shootings, it's to get you to just say, please take my guns. I can't share the collective guilt any longer. We're going to do a shout out now to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And before we take this next phone call, just a list of what happened here. Last century, again, Armenians, the Armenian genocide was preceded with the gun ban. Soviet Union under Stalin basically banned guns for anti-communists and anti-Stalinists. We know that Nazi Germany disarmed their people, and look at the bad things that happened there. China banned guns for the anti-communists, killed 20 million of them. Guatemala instituted a gun ban against the Mayan Indians, killed 100,000 of them. Uganda disarmed the Christians, 300,000 died in that. And Cambodia basically targeted educated persons. They targeted their own intellectuals, people with education. 1 million. All right, let's go back to the phones here. Dennis in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. You know, my son became a Marine, and he was stateside, and I had thought that he was in a safe place for some time. I actually had a conversation in a bar in Connecticut, a tiki bar, with two guys that were admittedly NSA employees of the National Security Administration. And they had told me how the unit he belonged to was the oldest Marine unit in existence, one that was not burned down when they invaded our capital, War of 1812, you know? Now, here's the funny thing about it, though. But you talk about the pharmaceuticals. I remember reading about it years ago, how they were using them like poker chips in the, you know, poker games, the medications, because they had 180 days worth of meds. And by the same token, we have a school shooting. They want to put security guards or security around the school perimeter, and they talk about using military veterans, which are veterans today, are all PTSD, and I can see only bad things happening in that respect. I know more vets that are talking about PTSD, and I actually had a girlfriend that her job was to ferret out the Bakers down at Fort Polk, down in Louisiana, when he came back stateside. So it is a, you know, that's a double-edged sword we're looking at here. But not only that, it plays right into their hands with them giving the drugs to the soldiers, to the people online, you know, I mean, on TV, advertised, and yet using it to take away our guns.
Yes.
And if one, and I'm going to have a T-shirt printed up this week that's going to say, if guns kill people, cars drive drunk.
Yes.
You know,
that's a good one.
You know, and, you know, they don't want anybody armed to face off with them because, to be quite frank, I recently became aware of the fact that some of the stuff I have, it's all about armor piercing, you know, level 3 armor.
Yes.
You know, a Makarov round will go through a steel helmet, and it'll
yes.
go through a level, you know, class 3 armor. I think they're scared to death that even with their armor on, these guys, all you need is one guy with a pistol and knows how, not even a rifle, with that kind of a pistol, can take down some of these assassins that we have out there. I believe
yes.
that incident went rogue in Florida. Anyway, thanks for letting me sound off, Mike. I just wanted to get that out.
All right, well, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go. And getting on back to the news here, there is a winter storm watch today going on into tomorrow. I've been trading emails and messages with my family in New England. They haven't been hit by it all that much because it's mostly down on the coasts and my relatives are well inland. But this is a classic New England snowstorm. They're predicting another 12 inches of snow. And it's going to just seriously jam up Boston, which is really not laid out to deal with heavy winter snow, because when Boston was laid out, you got through the snow on a horse. Now, there's an article that came on out from a newkindofhuman.com, and it's talking about how science is being manipulated to deceive the public. Now, there was a study published in the Public Library of Science Journal that found up to 72% of scientists admitted their colleagues were engaged in questionable research practices, and that just over 14% of them were engaged in outright falsification. Between 1977 and 1990, the FDA found scientific flaws in 10 to 20% of all the studies they audited, and they didn't audit them all. Scientists at the Thousand Oaks biotech firm Amgen set out to double-check the results of 53 landmark published studies in their fields of cancer research and blood biology. What they found was shocking. Only 6 of the 53 studies could be proven valid. That meant almost 90% of them were flawed, yet passed off to the public as fact. In other words, there's a lot of scientific bovine excrement floating around. Now, the reason is very simple. In the good old days, the rulers would tell the priests, get the people to do what I want, tell them it's God's will. And the priest would say, yes, sir. And they would go into the congregation and say, you should do this. It's God's will. This is God's appointed servant on the planet. Well, we're kind of away from that kind of primitive thinking these days. We no longer believe that our rulers are put in place by any kind of a deity. Religion as a whole is actually on decline, and I'm sure all these pedophilia scandals aren't helping. So the rulers have decided, well, we'll just use the scientists. You offer a scientist enough money, and yeah, they'll say whatever you want them to say. It's called the golden rule of science. Whoever's got the gold determines the science, and we've certainly seen it with human-caused global warming. So instead of a priest in the robes holding a Bible, you now have a scientist dressed in a white lab coat holding a clipboard saying, do this, the science is settled. We know how this is going to work. It's all going to work out well. And obviously we can see that the scientists who claimed that humans were warming the planet were seriously wrong. They were being paid by Al Gore and his associates to create an artificial need for carbon credits off of which Al Gore was going to become the world's first carbon billionaire. That's all it was. It was a scam. And yes, individual scientists will sell out. That's why we rely on scientific method and reproducibility to determine what's true and what's false. Science makes goofs. Science never claimed to be perfect the way religion did. I mean, think about the theory of epicycles. They held on to that one for 400 years. That's science's longest running goof in history. Now, here's another one where somebody may have bought the science. It turns out saturated fat and cholesterol are important parts of a healthy diet. This is coming out of Mercola.com. Now, saturated fat and cholesterol have been vilified as the culprits of heart disease for more than six decades, spurred on by companies that were selling what was supposedly heart-healthy substitutes. And research has identified refined carbs, sugar, and trans fats found in the processed food as the real enemy. So once again, the science was wrong, or the science was deliberately skewed. I remember one time when I was still working in advertising, I saw this amazing commercial. It was from the Mars Candy Company, in which they had this dietitian say that eating this candy bar was good, healthy eating for lunchtime, with a straight face. And I guess the public reaction against that one must have been extreme laughter, because I only saw it once. It was yanked off the air. But, I mean, that's how weird it is. Now, let's talk about China. As you know, China has a space station in orbit, but not for much longer. And it's the Tiangong 1 space lab. It's 8.5 tons. And it's now expected to fall back to Earth somewhere between March 24th and April 19th. And its orbit is highly inclined to the equator. So there's a lot of territory underneath that may have a bullseye on it. So we're hoping it comes down in the ocean. And we're hoping that nobody gets hit. Because if that comes down in a dense urban area, it's going to be huge amounts of destruction. By the way, they had another giant meteor come down over Russia over the weekend. Of course, Russia's really big. That's why they're seeing all these meteors. But people over in Russia tend to have security cameras and cameras in their car, and that's why they're catching these. This one appears not to have struck the ground, didn't produce the shock wave that we saw that really big one a couple of years do. But, yeah, somebody's throwing rocks at us out there. Well, look at how we're behaving. No wonder. The European Space Agency has test-fired a radical, what they describe as air-breathing ion thruster, that could keep satellites in low orbit for years without propellant. And basically, it's loosely based on a concept called the Broussard ramjet, where it's actually drawing its propellant from the very thin air at the upper layers of the atmosphere. And it basically draws it on in, it heats it, it expands it out the back, they get thrust. Now, it won't work in an absolutely pure vacuum, but anywhere there's any kind of trace gas and dust, this thing can generate thrust. And the experts are saying it could be used on the edge of any planet's atmospheres. Near Mars, it could draw carbon dioxide into the thruster. Now, what they're describing here is actually very simple, or very similar to what Putin described as this small nuclear heating unit behind their ramjet. So it's not exactly a unique idea. In fact, the U.S. actually tried a nuclear fission engine. I think it was called Project Orion, and this was back in the 1950s, I think. And they stopped work on it. This was before the space age, where you could put these things out in space where they wouldn't hurt anybody, because apparently this engine was just showering the ground behind it, under it, with lots and lots of radioactivity. So good for the European Space Agency. They're starting to make progress. We need to get our space program back on track. It's been sitting idle for years. I mean, they've done some good things, but mostly they've been here to rubber stamp human-caused global warming. We'll be right back after these few words.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Just handling some email. Now, if you're a fan of the James Bond movies, and I am, the first ones were really good. Then they got kind of campy. And I lost interest. Now that Daniel Lewis is in the lead role, they seem to be doing very well. But I understand he's getting tired of it and he's about to move on here. If you remember the movie, You Only Live Twice, the story was centered on this hollowed out volcano in Japan, which concealed Blofeld's secret missile base from which he would launch spacecraft to steal other people's spacecraft, to try and goad the U.S. and the Soviet Union into a war for the benefit of China. And when they were on location in Japan, the volcano they used is called Shinmodaki. And it's erupted again. And it's causing cancellations of flights after ash reached 3,650 meters. This is apparently the peak's strongest eruption in 7 years. It had been thought to be dormant. And then it started erupting, and people were joking that, you know, James Bond had destroyed Blofeld's lair, even though in the movie, Blofeld blows it up himself. A lot of geological activity going on right now. They had a really big quake down in Papua New Guinea, lots of heavy aftershocks. The locals are trying to say it's because of the presence of American oil companies. And so there's a big stink brewing over that. story that came out of Investor Discussion Board talking about heat anomalies in the Atlantic and the Gulf of Mexico. And people apparently are reporting there are bubbles coming up out of the water in parts of the Caribbean. And apparently it's also heating up in that same area. You can tell with satellite thermal data. Well, it seems to me like there's some kind of an underwater thermal event. Could be an ordinary thermal event or a large cluster of thermal events. It could be a true underwater volcano. These things are down there. And sometimes they erupt and sometimes they don't. Now, according to this article that came out of Ice Age Now, there are as many as 10 million underwater volcanoes. Now, that's just a guess. Nobody really knows. When I was researching the link between those underwater volcanoes and the El Nino, the underwater maps I was able to get my hands on, there are amazing numbers of volcanoes there. And, of course, some of them break the top of the ocean. That's how Hawaii got formed. But you're talking about volcanoes erupting, putting basically 2,200 degree hot lava into the water. Nobody knows how many, which is why all of these human-caused global warming people who are saying that human activity is warming the ocean thus and such, they don't really know. If you don't know the volume of lava that is pouring into the ocean, you can't subtract it out from the ocean temperature model. And you have to be able to get that factor out if you're really genuinely going to show that human activity is warming the ocean. Another reason why we know this human-caused global warming was a scam. They wanted to make money. They wanted to sell carbon credits. They wanted to hit you with a carbon tax. And everybody who hopped on board with this with Al Gore, they're scrambling now. We've had several record-setting winters in a row. This last winter, we set all-time cold temperature records. They tried to bring back that idea that global warming is what causes the cold weather, which never really made sense. It's thermodynamically impossible. I'll tell you what. Take a pan of water, put it on the stove on low heat. When it freezes over, you get back to me. So that earlier article is correct. There's a lot of scientific bovine excrement that's out there that's being used to trick you, to manipulate you, to get you to do things you otherwise would not do, to sell you products, to sell you policy. You shouldn't believe somebody just because they're a scientist any more than you should believe somebody just because they're a priest or a politician. Individual human beings, sadly, are corruptible. That's the reality. Everybody's got a price. So you need to become your own best analysts. And I think one of the reasons that the sciences were de-emphasized under Common Core was so that people wouldn't have the skills to realize when some guy in a white lab coat was feeding them a line. The dumbing down of a generation. And because of that dumbed down generation, we don't have the talent pool we need to have to rebuild our manufacturing. This government has really messed up this country, and it was all because of very short-sighted policy. We need to do this now, and to heck with the long-term events. Well, all the long-term events are catching up with us now. And we'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Now, earlier I mentioned in the context of individual people are corruptible, priests, and apparently there is a big stink happening over at the Vatican where this male escort basically submitted a 1,200-page dossier containing the names of 34 actively gay priests and 6 seminarians in Italy, and basically sent it to the Vatican from the Archdiocese of Naples. And the allegations were compiled by Francesco Mangicapra, a gay male escort who told local media that he couldn't put up with the priest's hypocrisy any longer, because they would get up there in church and they would preach celibacy for unmarried people, and they, I don't know if the Roman Catholics are on the gays the way that some of our more fundamentalist Christians are in this country, but they were being hypocritical. And there does seem to be a major problem in the church where they're saying one thing and they're doing something else. In fact, I remember a story, and this is years and years and years ago, when Claire and I were living in Washington State. And she had started a church choir at this church. I don't even remember the denomination. And the pastor of the church found out that I had a home full of computers and some knowledge. And so one day he calls and says, would you come over and help me fix my computer? So I go on over to the church office, and it's just the two of us, and we're just talking the way guys do while I'm basically just cleaning out his computer, cleaning the contacts is all it took. And he starts talking about how beautiful and attractive my wife is. And I got like really weirded out because he wasn't sounding very churchy at that particular moment. I don't want to go into the details here. Ultimately, he left the cloth and went to do something else. But there is this huge problem. And I know the Catholics seem to have the most of it because of not being allowed to be married. But it's hit other religions as well. And we put that all up there because this male escort is right. It is hypocritical. These people should not be up there representing themselves as a moral authority when they themselves are behaving so immorally. Now, we have a caller on the line, Errol in the Netherlands. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes. Hello, Mike. Today, HLEG, so HLEG, it's a final report of the high-level expert group on fake news and online disinformation.
Yes.
It's from the EU. So I mailed it to you. And I was studying the participants, also the members, the 39 members that were selected to analyze and research the information. So I put that on my YouTube site with a link. Mm-hmm. So as a creator, you can put a link in it. So I wanted to make a comment under my official video, just a comment in your comment section. So I was putting it there, and then I logged out. So I was logging out, and then I tried to. I was going again to my channel to check it out. So the HLEG, I was checking it out. I couldn't see my own comment. I was like, wow. It's really interesting.
Oh, yeah. It's really out there. I mean, they are really, really trying to silence conservative voices. And obviously, they're doing it for two reasons. One, they want only the liberal point of view out there for the public to see between now and the November elections. And, of course, they're concerned about more and more people coming to suspect that there is more to the Clinton crimes than we've already been told. And people are starting to wonder, and they're starting to investigate.
Yeah, but what I wanted to say to you is I made an official comment with the EU link, the website from the EU, with no fake news of whatever. I just put a link with my name was it, of course, my channel. I put a link mm-hmm. with information. These are the 39 high-level expert groups on fake news and disinformation. So you could see the list of those people. I could not see it when I logged out. So it was like, wow, this is amazing, man. Because it was it was an official post. It was not. I was not bashing anybody. Whatever. I was the first one on my own channel who put it there. So when I logged out and checked it again when I logged off, because I always checked it, I could not see it. And then I checked it by all the channels. I cannot see my own comments when I log out. So,
well, you've obviously been flagged.
Yeah, but I have no email. They don't send me an email. I have no information. Whatever. This is very interesting. So keep that in mind. I checked it out. I can make a clip of that. I have Wireshark. You know Wireshark with all the information, all the data. I record everything, so I can check everything. I have it black and white. You know black and white on paper. I can show you this is happening. You can see it here, then you can see it. So I got it in my pocket. Thank you for my call, Mike. Have a good day.
All right. Thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. Now, I'm going to back up a little bit to current events here because I was waiting to see what was going to come out on this story. But as you know, this morning in Austin, Texas, two package bombs went off, and police are now saying they think it's linked to a bomb that was used to kill somebody on March 2nd. And they're saying that the victims are all black, and they think the motive for these attacks might be race. Somewhat different story over on InfoWars, asking if maybe Antifa is responsible for the bombings to generate sympathy for themselves and their cause. False flag. But it's certainly going to fan up racial tensions yet again. Now, I'm not sure I agree with this. And again, I come from a family of hunters. I've hunted myself in the past. You know, I used the animal. I tanned the hide. I ate the meat. And I mounted the head. Claire made me throw it away. But I grew out of that. It's a nice skill to have if you need it, but there's not much to hunt here in Hawaii anyway except the wild boar. And at least on this island, you have to hunt with a bow and arrow, which I know how to use. I was on my archery team in college. But the Trump administration has basically decided that it's going to be okay to allow Americans to import body parts of African elephants shot for sport. And apparently, Trump personally intervened in November when the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service first said it would lift an Obama-era ban on elephants imported from Zimbabwe and Zambia. Now, the people in Zimbabwe and Zambia are basically running an operation where they're trying to self-fund taking care of these dwindling herds by allowing a few of them to be hunted in these very expensive private hunting clubs. And it's very difficult. If you've ever seen the movie Jane Goodall, Sigourney Weaver played it, and there's part of the story about the same thing. They're selling one of the baby gorillas to get the money to keep funding the operation. It's a very difficult decision to make. I understand some members of Trump's family like to hunt big game. I do my hunting with a telephoto lens. And my thinking is, if you're close enough to get the shot, the picture, you're close enough to make the kill. But you don't have to, unless you need to. Obviously, if you're hunting for food, that's a completely different story. But sport hunting, do that with a camera and a telephoto lens. All right, let's go back to the phones here. Sherry in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thanks, Mike. I have an extra hour of your show now. RBN's getting their act together. They've tried everything, and now they're kind of settling down, and I may have to give to them more. I think they're doing
really
well.
Yes, that would help. That would help. Otherwise, we're going to have to sell the hamster to a fur coat company.
I understand. In my opinion, since regarding the church problems, that the way of the world is our way, but if it were God's way, nothing of disaster would be natural. Now, having had my little say on that, because I always thought that was kind of neat, when Catholics go astray like they do sometimes, because this is the world, they become Episcopalians. And this is what's nice about this church, because I like the Catholic Church and my church both, because they can marry here. And religion is a worldly thing, but we like to worship what we intrinsically know is there for those who feel that it's there, who have an experience. Mm-hmm. They want to worship it. Even the most primitive societies, before they knew there were any other societies on earth, have wanted to worship what they have a feeling is there that's greater than they are. And so it's a worldly thing. Religion is a worldly thing, and hey, Catholics, you know, I go to your church once in a while so I can be blessed. I go to my church so I can receive What to me is what you Catholics, well, I won't go into it. I think the Catholics have the right idea about the communion. It does feel like you're really participating in something that's special. And I'm just saying that. That's all I have to say.
That, okay.
That, you know, welcome to our church. If you want to get married, come over to the Episcopal side. It's just like the Catholic in English.
Are the Catholics still doing Latin?
No, I don't think.
I mean,
they're
I haven't been to the Catholic Church in a long, long time.
Yeah, I think it has to be a very high mass to do Latin now.
Oh, okay.
I've been out of the loop for a while on the Catholic Church.
Yeah,
me too.
Me too.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you.
All right, Sherry. Thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go here. Going to get on back here and do some news here. Wow, there's another story. This about a global pandemic coming. This is actually coming from the World Health Organization, highlighted the potential danger of a deadly as yet unknown pathogen. It's like they're ramping us up for a massive depopulation, as if the world war wouldn't do it. In fact, have you ever noticed the weird thing about how World War I killed a lot of people? That trench warfare almost seemed designed to kill the maximum number of people with the minimum damage to the real estate. Just cross machine guns, make a charge, cross no man lands, everybody falls down. It's a dumb way to fight a war. And then the war ended, and it's like somebody said, we still have too many people. And all of a sudden, that Spanish flu just shows up. And by the way, it shouldn't be called the Spanish flu. It didn't originate in Spain. It originated on a U.S. military base, Camp Funston. All right, let's take another phone call. Jeff in Georgia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, good to talk to you, Mike. You mentioned Larry Klayman earlier to lead the Justice Department, and you mentioned him before. I looked him up. Would like to ask a question. You know, Larry Klayman may be nothing but controlled opposition, much like Mark Lane was to Kennedy researchers. And it's very difficult sometimes to spot controlled opposition because it's such a highly intelligent manner of deceit. Almost every lawsuit Klayman has taken up would seem to be a good cause, and he's taken up many, but almost all have been dismissed. In short, he got nothing done. I see nothing against our illegal wars. He's taken up no class action lawsuits on behalf of middle class against sanctuary cities. No class action lawsuits against people trying to shut down our free speech.
Well, let me cut in here. I mean, Larry Klayman, his target has always been political corruption. He was the founder of Judicial Watch. Now he's founded a new organization, Freedom Watch, and Tom Fitton has taken over Judicial Watch. But their focus is political corruption. And one of the reasons some of their cases get dismissed is they get assigned to judges who were appointed by the very people that Larry Klayman is trying to investigate. Remember that Klayman filed a lawsuit regarding the election fraud, and it got thrown out of court by a Clinton-appointed judge who didn't even read the case, just said it's dismissed, it's gone. So it's not so much Larry Klayman being controlled opposition, because he's been doing this for a long, long time. It's the fact that our judges are just as corrupt as the rest of the system.
But Mike, you know who Mark Lane was to the Kennedy researchers.
It took
50 years for me to realize Mark Lane was controlled opposition. You know, until he wrote his third book, you realize the things he wrote in his third book he didn't write in his first two. And you've seen how he hijacked the House Special Committee of Assassinations, and how he undermined Jim Garrison's investigation, because he was right there with him for 2 years. All I'm saying is that if you appointed Klayman to replace Sessions, you would have Klayman and you would have Rosenstein. Rosenstein appointed one of the deep state, Robert Mueller, who's nothing but a stealthy.
I understand that. I'd like to see Rosenstein gone along with Sessions. But I think, based on his history, I think Klayman would be a good choice for an attorney general. Anyway, I need to let you go. We're almost at the end of the show, and I got two more calls to get to. We're going to start with William in Texas. And, William, I'm going to have to take you through the commercial break, but what's on your mind?
Yeah, I was just calling to speak, make a few points about the Second Amendment, because the other day I was speaking with a person, and she was like, well, I don't see why people need AR-15s or assault-style weapons and this, this, and that. And I was like, well, you know, if martial law was to come, that we're on the same, we're at least kind of on the same ground. Like, it'll be a fair fight. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
That's why, but, you know, that's I just why want, they want to take these things away. They don't want a fair fight. They're doing to us right. what they did to these other countries. Disarm yourself. We promise we'll be good. And then they never like, are. All right.
And
William, thank you for the call.
Yes,
we're going to let you go. We're going to take one more call in our last segment after these words from our sponsors.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to take one more phone call from Joe in California. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
I just wanted to say a couple of things. I didn't want to really dialogue back and forth. I just wanted to say some things that hit on some points that were addressed today. Mm-hmm. One of them was a caller about the Second Amendment and weapons and something, you know, as the weapons appear to be more sophisticated. It's because the war machine or the military-industrial complex has evolved itself, and aren't we under the Supreme Court allowed to have the same weapons authorized by the military or whatever?
Yeah, that was United States versus Miller, and apparently there was another Supreme Court decision, the one that reaffirmed that the Second Amendment is an individual right, and apparently in that decision as well, it basically said that the intent of the Second Amendment is that we be armed equally to the uniformed services. And again, yeah, it's all about giving government a reason to leave us alone.
Yeah, the key thing is shall not be infringed, and infringed, yes, is pretty clear. I know Obama did contract with his buddy from UBS Bank, who specializes in drones, and the drones are used to kill, and many times people will mention, I saw a drone, and then the news will try to cover it up. And Pelosi also said, we should allow the killing of Americans by drones to remain secret and not told on the news. But the next thing...
Well, I can understand why they wouldn't want to tell that on the news. Where did you hear it, though?
You could just Google it. Pelosi says it's okay for the drones to be used on Americans and remain secret. And anyone could Google it and see it.
It doesn't mean that it's actually happened yet. Well, Pelosi says a lot of dumb stuff.
Right.
I'll take a look at that.
I wish I could take all the illegals home with me is another quote.
That was another good one. Yeah. Was it Pelosi or Feinstein who berated Trump for abusing these law-abiding illegal immigrants? That was a good one.
Well, as soon as you're Title VIII, you're immediately already breaking the law, so it's moot.
Yeah, that's it.
And the next thing is Promise Software, PROMIS, Promise Software.
Yeah.
It's used against people like Judicial Watch. Anytime you try to get a day in court, the Promise Software secretly runs behind all computer programming everywhere on this globe, and it makes sure that...
I need to cut you off here because we're almost out of time here. Promise was an issue. Promise was basically a database system that had a module that could read other remote databases, and that's what made it a very powerful espionage and police tool. But it's way out of date. I'm sure they have other software. We need to let you go. In closing here, apparently the House Republicans have reached a conclusion on the Trump-Russia collusion. They're saying there's no evidence, absolutely zero evidence. So it was a partisan witch hunt all along, and remains so. And now, of course, Mueller is going to be out there trying to justify all the money that he spent and the fact that he just went completely off the rails. Now he's down there talking to Stormy Daniels, trying to create a crisis out of that. Anyway, there's the music. Time for me to get out of here. I got to do the Jim Goddard Show in Vancouver. Well, actually, I'm going to be here. He's in Vancouver. Stay tuned for John Stedmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of wonderful things to share with you. Please take everything that you're learning here and at the whatreallyhappened.com website and share it with all your friends. Use the email. Everything else is being filtered heavily on social media. I wouldn't even waste my time with that anymore. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.